It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to our first show of 2024 of Fairbanks Foodies. On this show, we try and give you menus to try, create, look at, recipes to enjoy, food to taste, locations to go to, restaurants to enjoy, events that happen. We try and do everything for you when it comes to food, friends, camaraderie, and getting together. And in the studio with me, I have one of my closest friends, Rob Hicks. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, David. How are you today?
Doing well. It's been a while since you've been on here with me.
How about that? I was, well, you know, when I got my shoulder laid me up for 4 months, you know that.
And we had to buy you specific things so you could cook.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was rough.
You know, that we're not going to go into your menus right back then, but you didn't gain weight from your immobility.
No, I did not.
Oh, goodness. But we had a, you know, we've had a fun 2 weeks of food together at restaurants, haven't we?
Yeah, at restaurants and home together.
So let's start off with, okay, I'm going to give it up. Fairbanks, he cooks a tri-tip better than me because he cooks it on his Weber grill.
Charcoal.
And he's charcoal. You know, I don't have that. I've got smokers. I got to get a Weber grill just so I can get back to the OG. But let's go into how you cook your tri-tip, which is fantastic.
Ever since we all discovered the reverse searing method, that's the way I go.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to marinate, I don't know, if I can do it overnight, it's better. If you only get a couple hours, whatever. But the last one we did last Friday, I marinated that in rock salt, pepper, some garlic, you know, fresh garlic, and Worcestershire, and you know, put it in a bag, sealed it up real good, and threw it in the refrigerator.
No olive oil, no beer.
No beer. Didn't have no beer to put in there because I drank it all.
Fairbanks, you know, it's a Saturday at 1 o'clock. I couldn't delete that. I'm sorry. you violated man law, there, buddy.
Oh man,
how dare you?
But yeah, that one turned out good. You know, like I said, I did a reverse sear. I put it on this, put a little, you know, cold side of the grill, put a little wood in there, just a little bit of smoke, and do that, you know, until it feels right. Then I throw it on the hot side and twist and ram a couple, three times, and boom, tri-tips are simple.
You know, it's interesting. When you cook enough of steaks and you're doing it on a grill, you don't need a temperature gauge. You can tell what it is.
Yeah.
And you're trying to pull it out medium rare medium on, you know, or this little bit under medium rare medium, because it's going to come up over the 10 minutes or 15 minutes rest, you know, it's still going to come on up, right?
And
so you don't want to get it medium, because the way the tri-tip is, the structure of it, some of it in the thinness of it, thin portion will be medium. And then some of it will be medium rare, and some of it will be medium rare, if you do it right. And you did it right. You always do it right.
It's such a good piece of meat, just for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you're sitting there, you got, you know, say, four people there. Everybody doesn't always like it medium rare like
so,
me.
So,
you know?
So Fairbanks, there's four of us. There's four of us. And he's going to make us steak sandwiches. And he has these hoagie rolls. We didn't bother. We never got there. We're just eating and you thin slicing it. And we're like cavemen and a cavewoman. And we're just eating the slices by our hands. And, you know, you had the horseradish and a couple other things. That was a good meal.
I had a couple spuds on the grill that time, too.
Yeah, you did. You know, we each had half a spud.
Got to have something.
So we had our starch. We had our meat.
Mm-hmm.
we had chips and dip before that.
Mm.
And we were watching football. We just had a very wonderful time together is what we did.
Yeah, that was a good night. That was
and
good.
That's what food, what we try and portray on the show, what food can be about. You know, you enjoyed, you and your boy, my dog, you know, or your dog, my boy, put it together. What's your dog's name?
Vinny.
Tell everyone, hello, Vinny.
Hello, Vinny.
Anyway, but it was a wonderful night. It was not complicated.
No.
It was easily done. Fantastic food. Great aura, you know, and you're out there on your deck.
I have no issue with grilling in the winter like some people.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody always, because I'm kind of a nerd about keeping my deck clear. And everybody
yes,
always wants to know, why do you got to keep that deck clear? I said, because you never know when a cookout's going to start, man.
Yeah, you use it. Yeah. And Fairbanks, I make him do the tri-tip. Now, the important thing on the tri-tip is on the reverse sear, putting it over the coals and getting that char on the outside. You got to have that char for both the texture and the taste.
Right.
And getting that direct charcoal smell right on it.
Nice. And, you know, and like I said, the tri-tip is such a nice piece of meat. Just by the shape of it, because you know, you can have a little bit more well done at the one end, and it's going to be a whole lot less done at the other end. You know, it's a great piece of meat for a little party like that. You know,
Whatever you like, it was there.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
But so that was Saturday night. Then on
that was Friday night.
Friday night.
That was Friday night.
Yeah, I forget because we spent a lot of time with each other. Then on.
Sunday,
we watched football.
Yep, and I smoked up that turkey.
Yeah. Mm,
boy, that came out good.
And do you describe
the
your brine. Go to your
that,
brine.
You know, I've cooked a lot of turkeys in my life, but this is the very first time I've ever brined it. And if Doug, you're out there listening, thank you very much for the tip.
I always brine, yeah.
The
juicy.
Because it really, I mean, it was only like a 13.5-pound bird, so it wasn't the biggest thing in the world. So I smoked it for 4 hours, and then I...
On your Weber. On your Weber.
Right. And then I put a pan underneath of it so it's in direct heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cranked it up for like 45 minutes to an hour just to get to crisp it up a little bit. And, man, that came out. That was just one of the goodies.
Did you crisp it up in the beginning or the end?
Oh, the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you use any wood?
I went with cherry on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your brine, and how long was it in the brine?
I did lemon, lime, sprigs of rosemary, thyme. I chopped up some garlic. I put, there's one more thing. Garlic, lemon, lime. No, that was it.
Salt, pepper?
Yeah. Well, you got to do so. That's brine. Yeah.
And it was in water.
Yeah.
You used your... What do you use to put it all in?
Oh, I found these 2.5-gallon bags, these Ziploc bags at Wally World. So
Walmart or Wally World? Okay. Sorry, Walmart, if you're listening to this, and you know, we don't mean to get a lawsuit against how we pronounce your name, but will if we have to.
But you know, I got that big stock pot, so I just put the bag in there, and because the stock pot's aluminum, you're not supposed to brine in aluminum.
Yeah.
So I put the bag in there, and I brined that for almost 48 hours.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I wasn't really sure because it was cold. It was a little chilly that morning. So
in your garage,
I was kind of worried about
icing up.
Yeah, and that I was just kind of worried about, you know, because with the grills, you gotta factor in the outside temperatures, you know.
Yeah.
And I really didn't know how long. And like I said, it took maybe 5 hours tops once I got that grill fired up and got it on the grill. So, and you know, every hour I was putting, or every 2 hours, I put a little bit more wood in there, and then I'd baste the turkey up real nice. And man, that one just came out good. That was just a good one.
Then we have Sunday. That was Sunday.
That was Sunday.
Then we have Monday, which is New Year's Day.
Yep.
And we go to Tony's Sports Bar.
Yep. Like Tony's.
You like that style. You're from the East Coast. It's like that bar
it's
style.
It's just a bar.
And they have the food from Mom's Kitchen.
Very good.
And they lease out the space there from Jory and JD. Wonderful, wonderful owners of Tony's Sports Bar. Good beverages. And also this watching the game. Good food. The first thing you did was order the chicken wings. What type of chicken wings did you order?
I got the spicy Cajun. They're not real spicy, but they're good.
It's a good...
Just a nice little...
Good flavor. A little bit of... You know, not heat,
just so you know there's something on there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's not heat, but it's a good spice rub.
Yep.
And then you get a good amount of those. And later on, I got us the chili sriracha wings.
Yeah, and they were good too.
Oh,
yeah,
they were big, juicy, and wonderful.
And that coconut shrimp you got. Now
yeah,
that was really good. I haven't had that over there yet, man.
What got me was it was all plump.
Yeah. Oh
just,
yeah.
Just plump.
Big. Yeah.
Just plump.
Nice. That was nice. I like that place, man. I really like going there.
Yeah.
Good time. I met just talking to DJ the other day. He's a funny guy.
Well, yeah.
I like when people ring that bell.
boy. Fairbanks, at Tony's Sports Bar, this is a location that they do it old-fashioned way. They ring the bell, and there's a free round. And by the end of that day, with the tight crowd that was in there, people knowing each other, and Fairbanksons being Fairbanksons, and the one lady from God knows where she was from, I had 6 drink chips.
At least.
I did not finish 6 drinks. I remember giving a couple away to some people. Oh, yeah, the lady there who came in. And
yeah.
That was funny, but anyway.
I think I walked home with 6 of them in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a fun time.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The food was great. The atmosphere was great. There's TVs all over the place. The atmosphere was wonderful. And, you know, great football games. You did not like either participant in the first game.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, the Cheaters Bowl, you were calling it.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, it's the two worst coaches at what they try and do to win. But I enjoyed it.
Oh, it was a great afternoon, man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
And then we tried to do other things. We went to, on Tuesday night, we went to the Lat 65 Brewery, expecting the frozen smoke barbecue restaurant portion there to be open. And it wasn't, so we had our Pilsner beer. Then we came back on Thursday night, and what was the burger? We both had burgers.
Ooh.
What was the burger that you had?
I got the jalapeno burger. Man, that was pretty good. A little sloppy, but, man, I'll tell you what. A couple of extra Atkins, man. That's all you needed.
I had the peanut butter burger, which was just incredible. Yeah, but what it is about these burgers, if you keep everything on it, It's a double burger. Each patty is 3 ounces of ground brisket.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
And
it's great. And then you have your cheeses. I had, you know, the smoked bacon.
I mean,
his smoked bacon. Then I had the red onion, the tomato, the lettuce, the cheese on a really, really soft bun.
Yeah.
And then you have the peanut butter spread on it. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh, my God.
I got to try that next time. I saw, you know me, I see them jalapenos, man.
You go for the heat.
Got to go for some jalapenos.
And then, you know, he doesn't have his full menu out yet because his exhaust fan is not operating as it should. So he's, you know, before he gets that going perfectly, he'll then put in his chicken wings. I've had his wonderful chicken wings and his homemade french fries.
Yummy.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So he makes an incredible burger. So this morning, you know, I put it on Facebook under, food and restaurant review. And, you know, put the photo. There wasn't a great photo. And this guy starts bashing me about the photo. Well, hey, Steve. I do food. I don't do photography or photoshopping. It's a heck of a burger.
Yep.
Kiss my backside if you don't like my photos. But they also, you know, I want to go in there and try their nachos. They have the brisket and the pork butt nachos. And they have the sandwiches there.
Yep.
Right now, their food is based around brisket and pork butt.
And pulled pork, yeah.
Pulled pork. And, you know, you got your burgers made from the brisket. Then you have your sandwiches. You have your brisket sandwiches. You have your pork butt, your sandwiches. You have your nachos. All good. All ready to go for you.
I should have tried, and I kicked myself in the butt last night for not trying it, but I wanted to get that mac and cheese with the pulled pork on top of it.
Yeah.
I think that would, next time I go there, I'm getting that.
I got to
try that.
You got it.
Just sounds good, man.
It's my next addiction is the way it looked like. And then Ted came out and talked with us, mm-hmm. and just talked about his restaurant, how he's doing, how he likes it there. He's got a kitchen there. It's 100% DEC certified, city inspected, everyone. You don't get food from his trailer, his food truck. It's all from there, and you order it in Lat 65.
Right.
They have a ordering station there and a delivery station there, and you get the beeper.
Right, right.
And what got me was we ordered, and it came real fast.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I was surprised. Yeah. The place was packed.
Oh, yeah.
The place was packed.
Yep, it sure was.
And it's a great combination of the beer, the homemade, wonderful beer you get at Lat 65. My favorites are Pilsner.
That's my favorite, too.
And you get a great meal, great beer, good atmosphere.
Yep.
And that's what we had on Thursday night.
Yep. And that was good.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break, listen to our sponsors, and we'll be back after these wonderful messages from our sponsors.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back on this cold Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. But we're talking hot food.
Hot food.
Good people, good times. And we got to go back to frozen smoked barbecue, because there's something that you crave there, yeah. Rob.
Mac and cheese.
Are you gonna have the brisket or the pork butt taco?
I think I'd have to go with the pork.
Are you discriminating against beef?
Oh, no, not me. Not me. I had the beef brisket burger yesterday.
Okay. Just trying to spread the love. Instead of killing the cow, you're gonna kill the hog.
Man, I've always loved mac and cheese.
They've got a really good menu there. They really do. There is something for everyone.
Yep.
And really enjoyed it. We're there about 7 o'clock on a Thursday. Yep. Great service. Did not have to wait to get a beer.
Nope.
They got a great beer selection there. It's a great matchup. These two, it's a great matchup.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
As Ted was telling us how he enjoys being with the owners and the brewmaster, associated with. It's just a great matchup.
Yeah, he sounds like he's trying to get in there and learn the brew business, too.
What the heck? Start matching up the food with the beer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, anyway. So, let's go to pizza.
Pizza.
Where's your favorite pizza restaurant, besides all of them?
I guess it's got to be, what's that,
East Ramp? Oh, the one over there off the old Steez?
On College.
Oh, College. College Town Pizzeria?
No. God,
Giraldo's?
Yeah, Giraldo's. God, I'm drawing blanks. I can't believe that.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, they have. I like their pizza. I really do like their pizza.
So do I. You know, Giraldo's and Bobby's are actually my two favorite pizzas. They really are. I love Bobby's. I love Giraldo's.
Now, rumor has it. Now, I can say, because I haven't verified this yet, but I used to really like the pizza at Red Fox.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody just tell us the other night they're not making pizza there anymore?
I have no idea.
I misunderstand that?
I have no idea.
Because I got to find out about that, because Mina has some good pizza over there.
You know, I remember when we went there one time, we went there for pizza and wings, and it was a day when they were only having pulled, pork butt because of limited menu because of the workforce.
Right.
And that was August.
Yeah, yeah.
September right in there. So, you know, we're just going to have to venture back there.
Yeah.
Confirm or deny what's going on there.
It's speaking
but,
of.
But they have great. When we're there, we go there for their wings.
Wings
and their pizza.
Yeah, and their pizza.
So, I hope they're still doing that because fantastic. But I can understand there's a lot of places that aren't open because of
workforce. And that's one of my rants these days is I just can't understand. I mean, I understand why people. They people are closing and they're shutting their hours down and stuff like that. But, rents in this town are not cheap.
No.
And how does a restaurant stay open if they can't be open 6-7 days a week?
Yep.
Places are open 4 days a week now.
Well, Frozen Smoke Barbecue, they're open Thursday through Monday. They're closed Tuesday and Wednesday. That's the slow days, I guess. Sunday and Monday are big days. We were there last night, Thursday night.
Good crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. On a Thursday night, good crowd. And so maybe as, you look at, Ted and his wife and their in-law there, their family, it's family. They're going to make everything. They're going to, they're hands-on. So they need a couple days off.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But that's so. If you know their schedule, you can go there when there's quality. And I can't, I got to go there with you, and we're gonna have to share that mac and cheese. And I'll get something else too.
Yeah, so we should go in there and get that nacho sounded awful good last night.
But also, it's interesting because Giraldo's and Bobby's, you don't think of them as pizza places. They're fantastic pizza. Fantastic. Yeah. Whenever I'm going someplace to get a pizza, whenever I'm ordering out, I always order from those two. Whenever I go there, I don't necessarily order pizza unless there's about three or four of us at a table in the bar, in the bar section there. Great pizza. And they've got Bobby's has over 20 different styles of pizza. And if you look at all the combos and the names on them, you understand? I mean, it's everything, and they got great combos for you to try, as does Giraldo's. So you're looking at them, you're saying to yourself, "This is the toughest decision I have to make all day. I'm going to feel like I'm, cutting one of my kids out of the will. What the heck?
The place I want to try for whatever reason, I just have not been there yet. Is that House of Fire?
I've been there.
I've heard that's pretty good.
It is.
I like to get there. I got to get over there.
But another location, the OG, is College Town Pizzeria.
Oh, yeah.
They got great food. Mm-hmm. First of all, they just got great food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people never think about them. And they're in that building there just off College Road, east of the intersection of University Avenue and College Road. And there's about four different businesses in there, a couple of restaurants. But College Town Pizzeria, they have the calzones, they have sandwiches, they have wings. Great, great, great pizzas. Pizzas by the slice.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can go in there, because if you're all alone, you can swing in there, grab a slice, and then,
Yeah, very good.
Very good. Absolutely.
When was the last time you were out at the Pagoda?
Oh, Pagoda. Yes.
Let's see. Whenever I go out there...
I can't remember if I was in my sling or not, so it was sometime when I had my shoulder done.
Now, it's not Sling TV or whatever. He had a shoulder replacement, and Rob had a shoulder replacement, so he was one arm for 3 or 4 months.
I think it was right after I got the sling off, so that was probably, 6 weeks? It was probably first week of October.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I love his egg foo young. I just love it. And I also, the best, bar none, hot and sour soup in all of Alaska.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and it always, I always get that. I want to try the sizzling rice soup. I like their sizzling, but I go, oh, man, I just love this hot and sour. And, and it's just me, and I get the, you know, the big quart jar.
Right,
I bring it home.
Yep, yep.
And then you have to make the decision. Do you go Chinese food, or do you get a really incredible steak?
I was just talking about that the other night, because I've been hearing from a few different people now that, man, you can get a good steak down there at Pagoda.
That's one of the best.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
You know, Benny Lynn, thank you for your investment in restaurant gastronometry here in Fairbanks, Alaska. You cook one heck of a steak out there. You really do, and your service is fantastic.
Now, don't everybody get off your seat and run down there tonight, because I don't think they're open back up until Friday. Next Friday. Or,
okay.
Because they take a 2 weeks off there.
Yeah.
Right there at the
clean
Christmas.
Up, yeah, clean out. Yeah. He takes a break, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's part owner now of the Pump House, and they're open. They're open in January, you know, under the Babels. They'd take off January, and they'd clean it. You know, the Babels would clean the restaurant from head to toe, everything. Clean from head to toe in January. And then they were off Mondays. Now, the Pump House is open in January, and they're open on Mondays now, which is great to see.
It's everybody. It's, boy, you want to eat on Monday or Tuesday night.
Yeah, you got to find a place.
You got to find a place. Yeah, it's something.
Yeah.
But there's places open. There's plenty.
There are. So, okay. Now let's get to the down and dirty. I did burgers last week here. Wings. Where do you like to go for wings? We always go to wings.
You know, ever since we found them at Tony's, I'm kind of liking them at Tony's. Or, well, it's Mama's Kitchen.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got good wings over there. But the, like I said, we need to get back down to Red Fox. We haven't been there in a while.
They got
Thai chili wings, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And Fender's.
Yep.
That's my favorite wings. My favorite wings is at Fender's.
The, like you were talking about those sriracha wings we had the other day over there.
The Tony's. Sriracha
man,
wings.
They were
plump, juicy, good. You know, and that was surprising. I'd never had those there. We always, you know,
neither did I.
We always, you know, defer to something that we know and like, and that's the
Cajun.
Yeah,
I like dry rubs.
So do I. I like dipping it.
Yeah. And even my ribs, I like dry rubs on my ribs.
But the chili sriracha were wet.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They had a little whatever breading on them, and then they put the sauce over that. They were dynamite, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, you also like the other food there at Mom's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah. The drunken noodle, man. Ooh, yummy. And they got, you know, that place is, it's funny because they got, they kind of Oriental-ish. But then they got spaghetti and meatballs. I think you can get a turkey.
With the big meatball.
Yeah,
I think with the mother of all meatballs.
I'm pretty sure you can get a turkey club there.
Yeah. you can get good sandwiches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get good soups, salads, chicken wings. They got about a 5-page menu.
Yeah, it's a big
and
one.
And it comes out fast.
Yep.
You go to their window there, their door, order it. They bring it out to you.
Yep.
And it's great. It's good. Lots of napkins for us.
Yeah.
Chicken wing eaters who, you know, have a lot of accidents.
And they also do takeout for everybody out there doesn't want to go sit at the bar.
They do a lot of takeout.
Oh, yeah.
We were there.
In and out the whole time, right?
Yeah.
That's a nice little gig they got going on over there. That really is, man.
Well, my friend, we got to wrap it up.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's
Saturday. Where would you recommend someone go eat tonight? Just tonight.
Thai House maybe on 5th?
Okay.
Yummy. I love that place.
I would recommend the Yes Soup.
Yeah.
And get a burger or the cheesesteak there. Mm. It's incredible.
Yep.
Fairbanks, that is our show. You have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.
See
you. Have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by
Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.